your part early, and the guys in front of you did their part late. Turns out to be a pretty good victory here tonight.
Yeah, huge victory for us, and a huge road victory. I mean, coming into this building and play against Tampa, that's a tough game, and I think we played a good game. Maybe we started off a little slow in the first period, but then as the game went on, we came in the game more and more, and it was nice to see us score some goals here and in the third.
We talked this morning, I mean, your first start, and we know what happened with your season a year ago. I mean, how good is it for you, and how good did you feel in that first period?
Yeah, I felt confident going in the game. I felt been feeling good the last couple of weeks here, so I've been eager to get in the game eventually, and I was excited to get the start today, and I'm excited to get to get to play. So kind of took that feeling with me going in the game, and I felt good right away, and I got in the game pretty fast, as they had two power plays there early in the first period, and we were able to kill them off, and I think our penalty kill tonight was really, really good, especially against a power play like Tampa Bay, and we were able to shut them down. So huge credit to all the guys who saw it for the PK.
Did Kucherov get you between the eyes there in the first?
Yeah, he hit me in the cage. So that's if it's gonna hit the head, that's probably one of the better spots you can hit. So the buckles kind of came loose. Other than that, there wasn't any problem.
When did you know that you were gonna play this game? When did they tell you?
Yesterday morning. Yeah.
I know you were pleased. Were you surprised at all? Did you figure you would? Because this road trip, the games are all spaced out. You know, theoretically, early in the year, Markey could have played them all. But
yeah.
Well, you know, were you a little bit surprised or?
No, we've been having a really good dialogue conversation with Clarkey and Greener, and both of them has been pretty open with us how they've been, what their plan has been. So I knew my start was going to come eventually. I just didn't know if it's going to be today or next game or the game after that. So I was ready, and as I said, I wanted to play, and I was excited to play, and I've also been trying to see every practice the last 2 weeks or as a game to kind of prepare myself as best as possible for when my start eventually comes.
I know that we're supposed to disregard things that happen in the preseason, but you know, you didn't have a strong preseason, neither did the team, of course. Is this all progress since then? You know, a performance like tonight, or were you not concerned about the preseason, or what?
No, yeah, of course you're concerned when you're not feeling at your best. We've been making some changes, and are still working on some changes in my game with Clarkey, the goalie coach. And when you're making changes as a goalie, you have to think while you're making the changes before everything kind of settles in. So my two games that I played in the preseason, I was thinking a little bit too much, and after that, I mean, getting some more practice time and getting some more practice time out there, and it's kind of starting to settle in, and I can go out now and play without thinking, and that usually helps a lot when you're a goalkeeper.
How nice is it to feel positive and happy about a win? I think you've had one in the last 10 months for the Canucks, so a good feeling at this moment?
Yeah, I'm trying not to think about it like that, but it's... It's a 2 points. It's a huge win for the team, especially in a building like that. And with that, it's a lot of hockey left. It's only worth 2 points tonight, and then I'm gonna go after 2 points down in Fort Lauderdale.